Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Second down, goal to go at the 6. Mahomes, same formation, a 3-by-1 look. Mahomes with a pump faking, now turns left. Chase floats it for the back of the end zone. Caught! Clyde Edwards-Helaire! Touchdown! Kansas City! CEH! 9.5 yards deep in the end zone. Went up the elevator to get a 6-yard reception from Patrick Mahomes.
That call courtesy of the Kansas City Radio Network. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, welcome back to Louisiana. He has been picked up by the Saints after being released by the Kansas City Chiefs. The former first-round pick, now in black and gold, has joined the practice squad. Welcome into our Wednesday, December 18th edition of Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Cullen Steele bring it till 8 p.m. this evening. We'll be talking about all things black and gold. We got Tom Silverstein, Green Bay Packers beat reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, coming up after the first break as we preview the Packers. A 7 o'clock hour getting into more of black and gold talk with Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter. The return of Spencer Rattler potentially on Monday Night Football. Also, all things Saints as we get ready for that Monday night matchup in Green Bay. Also get into some Pelicans audio. We heard from Willie Green and some players at practice today as they got a game tomorrow night in Houston. And it seems like forever, Cullen, since we've seen this Pelican squad play. I don't like all these breaks in between games.
We just talked about how good it was last week, about how they needed this time off to heal and regroup.
Selfishly, I'm missing Pel's basketball. Even though it hasn't been the greatest season, obviously, I need something to do.
I need something to do, too. And that Thursday night game will be good, but my eyes and ears will be peeled to that game, the Thursday night game against, you know, a team that we talked with Nick earlier. That team is on the up and up. They're 17-9. Rockets are looking damn good. They're a hot spot for a lot of the players that are in that rotation for who might be traded. Something that we've been looking at constantly, these trade rumors that are surrounding the team. Nick said earlier as well, though, that these trade rumors might just be all that, rumors. Nothing might happen. And that's mainly because you might get pennies on the dollar. You might get no offers. You don't
know.
That's
my problem, too. It's like, what is the value of these guys and what are teams willing to give up for a Zion Williamson, for a Brandon Ingram? Because the way their status is right now, dealing with injuries and, you know, the past injuries as well, and I just don't think you're going to get enough value back in return for these players. The Brandon Ingram saga is interesting because, obviously, he's going to be a free agent at the end of this season.
And it's like, it's not just them. It really isn't. It's not just the big three. We talked about it last week, begrudgingly, the fact that they're seemingly saying everybody is open except for Eaves, Trey, and Herb. They're leaving some names out that I personally would not like to be in that conversation, like Jose Alvarado, and I wouldn't want to see DeJounte Murray leave after getting here so soon, but he hasn't really played all that well.
Those turnovers have been killer.
It seems like there really isn't anybody they're just going to say no to if the money is right. Obviously, there will be, you know, Herb being the heart and soul. We've heard about that. We've seen that
Yeah, you can't. I don't even want to pick up the phone if you want me to. You're talking about Herb Jones.
But it really tells me how. It worries me that it shows if you're willing to part with basically 90% of your roster, does that not scream desperate?
I think it's at a point right now that they realize that things aren't working. For whatever reason, the injury bug, too, has just been savage with this Pelicans squad this year. It's been brutal with the Saints as well. But, you know, for most of these matchups, you've been out without, you know, a bunch of your key guys starting your starting lineup. Mentioning these injuries, Jordan Hawkins was upgraded to questionable on today's injury report. The second-year guard, he's been sidelined in the past 8 games. So we'll see if maybe he can get back on the court. But 5 Pelicans players listed out for this matchup on Thursday. Jose Alvarado with a left hamstring strain, Brandon Ingram, a left ankle sprain, Carlo Mackovic, a lower back disc protrusion, Daniel Tice, personal reasons, and Zion Williamson, left hamstring strain. So that's a lot of names on that list that you sure could use on this lineup that aren't contributing, and you wonder why you're mired in the bottom standings of the Western Conference.
And we often, you know, you talk about, like, are we the worst team in the league? You ask me that sometimes when we're off the air, and I tell you, no, because the Washington Wizards are just as bad, but they've got all their guys that are healthy. And it's like, if it seems like we're about to move on from our guys, what are we going to get in return? Who are we going to start dealing these players to? And that's why, like, we you know, you sent me that link earlier about, you know, the betting odds already for, you know, players like Brandon Ingram and Zion and CJ. And I'm looking, not because I'm like, okay, who are they going to go to? It's who are you going to go to? Because I want to know who on that team is going to come help us. Because we're not
going to. You start looking at rosters going, okay, what are we going to get in return besides draft picks?
We got to have something. And I don't know. I don't even know where it starts. If you're going to blow this up, I guess I appreciate the fact that you're going to blow everything up and not just do this, like, kind of half-ass rebuild. But at the same time, I don't – if everything is on the table, I don't love that everything's on the table. But at the same time, I also want everything to be on the table because I don't want you to kind of just do a little bit of something. And then this time next year, you're in the exact same position. Injuries or not, this time next year, you can't be in this exact same position.
If things are really at a point where all the players, except for the 3 you mentioned, obviously are on the table and they're willing to deal, I would say that's also speaking a lot to what's going on with the front office. And I would think that there's going to be some significant changes there if you're wiping out this roster.
Yep. I know we had Ali on, I think, last Wednesday, and he was telling us about how he'd kind of be surprised if Green would be let go if Green would not be the Pelicans head coach. And Nick Friedell joined us earlier today. He said the exact opposite. So if anything, I'm more confused because I just don't know.
So he thinks Willie's safe?
Ollie thinks Willie was safe.
Friedell was saying,
I would be very surprised if he isn't.
Yeah, there's been, obviously, the injury bug has decimated this squad, and it's hard to fault the coach there, but there's been times in games where they haven't looked competitive when you should be, you know, at least that in games, and that definitely falls on the head coach right there.
The stat that blew my mind the other day was the Murray one about how he went 480 games without 7 or more turnovers, and then he's had 8 in back-to-back games, and I don't know if that's one player. Turnovers has been a massive, it's like tackling in the NFL. Like, it is so fundamentally something you can't do. It is the basics with a capital B, and I don't know if that speaks to the issues we've had with the players. Is that a coaching issue? And again, I don't know if that's going to be one of the key sentiments of injuries isn't just the reason they're looking at the whole roster. It's when these guys get back and get healthy, which could be after the trade deadline. What do you do then if you're still losing games the exact same way?
This team's got to do something for sure. Obviously, football season's winding down, and there's going to be a lot of folks looking for something to get entertained. And, you know, why if you're going to spend money to go to the Smoothie King Center to watch this Pelicans team, you got to give them a reason why. We're talking about injuries, though, too. With the signing of Clyde Edwards-Helaire, what does that mean with the Saints and running back Alvin Kamara? He's dealing with a groin issue, was going for a second opinion on that. We don't have any kind of injury report today because the Saints are playing Monday night football.
I'll have an injury report tomorrow.
Right. The first initial injury report for week 16 will be coming out tomorrow. What will we find out a little bit more, I guess, there? But definitely a sign, I think, of the concern for Alvin Kamara in this game when you're bringing in another running back to the team.
I personally would hope at that, and not a, like, lack of investment in believing Kendre can be the guy. Because at the same time,
I think he definitely is the guy, right?
I think you have to be.
For sure.
You have to be. In the last two games, Kamara had, he had five, but he left kind of early in that last game. I mean, there's still time left, but not too much. It wasn't in the first quarter. Kamara only had five carries. Kendry had nine. The week before against the Giants, Kamara had 17. Kendry had 10. I'm expecting those numbers to go up for Kendry. And if all we've been talking about in the last couple of weeks has been the best thing Kendry can do down this stretch is just be on the field.
Be available.
At the time,
right.
It doesn't matter what you do with the ball as long as you're, I mean, don't run 30 yards backwards, but show up. And when he has shown up, he's shown out. He has kicked ass. He's got to be the guy. And I'm very much chomping at the bit to see him really kick ass. I really am, and I'm expecting it.
Yeah, because behind Alvin Kamara, you have Kendra Miller, obviously. Jamal Williams, we don't know what's going on there. His usage has been really sporadic, if at all. I don't think he even had a carry last game.
I don't know if he's had a carry in the last two games. He might have. I think I see him more on passing plays. And
yeah,
it's like you definitely...
Special teams.
2 years in, and you have not gotten, I'd say, 10% of the player in Detroit who dropped 17 rushing touchdowns that year and kind of like, if anything, kind of like built up what Detroit was going to be with, you know, they lost Montgomery recently. But you haven't gotten remotely Jamal Williams of that year, 2022.
No, not at all. And I know he's dealt with injuries here, unfortunately, as well. But he's not dealing with anything that I know of at the moment. I don't think, you know, it's been out there on the injury report, but he's definitely not been the same guy. You have another young guy, player in Jordan Mims on the practice squad. Maybe you elevate him into some action also if Alvin Kamara can't go. But the Saints picking up Clyde Edwards-Helaire after he was released by the Kansas City Chiefs. Nice investment for them, a former first-round pick. Obviously has those LSU and local ties going to, you know, high school here as well. So really hoping the best for him. He was part of that magical national championship squad with Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, them. So it'll be nice to have.
It'll be hard not to root for him.
Right, exactly. So you know there's going to be a fan base there already invested in what he can do for this squad. And yeah, I mean, I don't think it hurts at all for the Saints to kick the tires on a guy that's only 25 years old still.
Incredibly.
So
he's got his career ahead of him. He really is. And if anything, we've talked about Kendry, we've talked about Williams, we talked about all four of the guys who could be in that running with Kamara possibly out come Monday. We don't know. We'll find it a little bit more tomorrow. But here's my PSA to all four of them, okay? It might be Kendry as the number two right now. It could be Williams. I feel like it's Kendry. But right now, regardless of where you are in the depth chart, go out there and show me why when Kamara isn't on the field, you need to be.
I think there's no doubt in my mind that Kendry Miller is the number two back right now.
Go out there and show it.
Yeah, for sure.
Go out there and show it that even with beyond Kamara, beyond, you know, 2030 or something, like, show us that you are the future of this position. Or just in the immediacy, when Kamara needs a snap
spell,
or two,
right?
He needs to catch his breath, you can show up and we're not gonna lose yards per carry or something like that.
You mentioned the Detroit Lions and what they have going. Well, they had going. Obviously, Montgomery suffered that injury. What with Ja'Marr Gibbs?
Yeah.
That's what you can have, that 1-2 punch with an Alvin Kamara and a Kendra Miller in the lineup. You see how lethal that is and how it wears teams down.
That's the pie in the sky.
And I'm sure that was the Saints' vision there. So yeah, Kendra Miller has these three remaining games to really prove it to the team for going forward. And with Alvin Kamara dinged up, dealing with that groin injury, for me, I'm a person that would just wrap him up and save him for next season. I don't think he wants to do that. I don't think the team wants to do that. He's just, we talked about it, 50 yards shy of becoming a 1,000-yard rusher for the first time in his career. And I'm sure that it'd be nice for him to get. I don't know if it's necessarily a feather in his cap that he's trying to achieve.
I will say, you know, it's not going to be the end of the world if he doesn't play this week. Maybe we could count on it next week. Again, nothing's been set in stone. We're just hoping that, you know, it'll be a win-win if he doesn't play because we're like, good, your health. But it'll also be like, hey, we get to see Alvin Kamara on Monday night. So, but at the same time, Kendry. Just go out there and show me something. This is now, because Kamara won't be playing, this kind of goes beyond just getting on the field and staying on the field. I kind of, because you're going to be the one, do something. Show us that you can be Kamara. Show us that you can rival him. Show us that you can be the 1-2 punch like Gibbs and Montgomery. Do it.
One guy that has been a big punch for the Green Bay Packers this year, Josh Jacobs. We'll get into all things Pack when we get back after the break. Tom Silverstein, Packers beat reporter, will join us right here on WWL, breaking it all down right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, getting ready for Monday Night Football coming up in Green Bay. Saints taking on the Packers will be a fun one indeed to help us breaking it down. Tom Silverstein, Green Bay Packers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Tom, thank you so much for the time. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate the time for sure. And looking at this Green Bay Packers bunch, man, been a heck of a season for them. Looking at starting with the quarterback, Jordan Love, really been impressive this year. 23 touchdowns, just 11 interceptions. And is really, I think the story, taking care of the football has been big for this Packers team as a whole. But even Jordan Love really limiting those turnovers has been such a huge factor for this Pack squad.
Yeah, I think even more than that is him getting healthy, and they're connected. You know, when he injured his knee against Philadelphia in the opener, it really hindered his game. He wasn't able to move around like he wanted. He had to take almost everything out of the shotgun. Then just as he was getting healthy, he pulled a groin muscle, and that further, you know, pushed his limitations. You know, he just couldn't do all the things that he wanted to do. And then just in the last few weeks, kind of seen him be more of himself, you know, starting to throw some of those really tight window in some of those really tight windows, you know, not throwing inaccurately like he had been. He's just playing better ball all around, but there's still more out there for him. He's not playing perfect ball by any means, and they're going to need him to continue to grow during the last few weeks of the season.
When you talk to Jordan, what's his personality like? I know it's got to be a lot different than dealing with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, or Brett Favre. It's three completely different guys. And Love is as calm and cool a customer as you'll ever meet. He really does not get rattled, but he also doesn't show a ton of emotion. He's just really kind of level, you know, and to some degree that's really good. You know, they've had some pretty emotional guys, or you know, guys with really forceful personalities, and I don't think Love is in that. You know, I don't think that's what he's about. Now, you never know till these guys get, you know, 10 years in, and then all of a sudden, you know, things shift. But right now, he's just another guy on the team, and he's doing what he can to live up to a big contract he got and his potential.
Look at that potential, man. The addition of Josh Jacobs to this roster, immense for this team this year. And it seems like early on he's been such a factor in games too, being able to just pound away and chip at defenses. Just your analysis of this running back and how much he's meant to the offense this year. Obviously a huge asset in helping Jordan Love out.
Yeah, it's really funny because the Packers lost what I would say was the heart and soul of their offense last year, which was Aaron Jones. And a lot of people didn't think they could fill that void, both in a leadership standpoint and just in what he brought to the team. And Josh Jacobs has, you know, I think he's one of the few guys who could fill that void. He's one thing, you know, the one difference between him and Aaron Jones is his durability. He hasn't missed a game. He's, you know, he can carry it 30 times a game if you want him to. He's just a bruiser. And he's not as explosive as Aaron Jones, but they've kind of been able to, you know, readjust their offense and go into games and say, all right, if you're going to play us, you know, two deep the whole game, and we're just going to run it the whole game, which is kind of what happened in Seattle. You know, Seattle came out too deep, and LaFleur ran it 8 straight times. And, you know, until they forced Seattle to kind of adjust. And he'll do that to any team that's, you know, not going to bring an extra guy in the box.
We're talking, you know, of weapons with this team, and Josh Jacobs was a huge pickup. But for me, the scariest part is genuinely your pass catchers. You've got an ungodly amount of them, and all of them seem to be incredible. I know earlier in the season, Romeo Doubs was having some off-field issues with regards to the team, and there was, you know, him being, I think, benched or suspended, and I had him in fantasy, and I was very sad to hear it. But he's shown up really big lately. Christian Watson has been incredible. Tucker Kraft has been incredible. Dontavian Wicks has been incredible. Jaden Reed's kind of taken a quieter role these past couple of weeks, but it doesn't seem to matter as they continue to just destroy us. Who should we be looking out for?
Well, Jaden Reed, regardless of anything else, is their playmaker. And the last couple of weeks, you're right, he hasn't been as big a factor. And what that is, I'm not really sure. But, for instance, in the Seattle game, when he just wasn't being part of the passing game, they put him in the running game. And they started running them out of the backfield and jet sweeps and those kind of things. Watson's emergence is probably what is taking Reed's passes away. And that's probably okay because they've got to establish him as a threat, as a consistent threat. He's been really up and down during his career, and he's managed to stay healthy this year. But, you know, he's had some drops. Just of late, he's really started to come on, and he's making a lot of big plays. But I still think consistently Reed and Dobbs are their two main targets. I think Dobbs, you know, if they can get him in man coverage, then they'll throw it to him all day long. Reed, they've got to get the ball to Reed because he's a playmaker. I mean, he just is. Wicks has a lot of potential, but I think they need to cut back on using all the guys they've been using and sort of focus in on Watson, Dobbs, and Reed. Those are their three big guys. And then, of course, you mentioned Tucker Kraft. I think he, you know, he has been one of the most reliable guys on the entire offense.
Looking at the other side of the football, Tom, the defense of the Pack has been just as impressive, very opportunistic in creating those takeaways. And once again, linebacker Edgerrin Cooper, defensive player of the week in the NFC, really impressed with what he's been able to do. Just as a whole, the defense is, you know, in sync with this offense right now. It's just making this Green Bay squad a juggernaut and looking like they could legitimately be coming to New Orleans for the Super Bowl if they keep things alive. But like I said, overall, the defense has really risen to the occasion. I was been impressed with them a lot this year.
Yeah, they've been a work in progress as well. They've got a first-year defensive coordinator, and he's been learning his talent. Cooper is a huge addition, and I actually, this is one of those things where I think it was sort of fortunate that he got a hamstring injury because it put him out for about 3 weeks, and he came back like he was rested. And you know how these rookies get towards this time of year, you know, their bodies are beat up. They're not used to it. And I think it actually benefited him because his legs were fresh in the game against Seattle. And he's, you know, you can't play down speed. He's got speed and force. And so he's a big part of what they do. I still think, you know, watching what they did against Detroit, they still have a level that they need to get to be able to compete with the really good offenses. They did a good job stopping Detroit's run, but then they couldn't get to Jared Goff. Their pass rush is spotty at times. And so to become a complete defense, they got to get their pass rush going or else become a little bit more of a blitzing team, which they might if they ever get Jair Alexander back.
Looking at your kind of division as a whole, things are a little sketchy for you guys. I know you guys are 10-4, which is, you know, in any world, in our world down here, you'd be leading the division by like a mile. But in your division, the NFC North, you're third. You're, you know, 12-2 Lions, 12-2 Vikings. Is there any realistic avenue that, you know, media members up there in Green Bay or players believe that they've got a shot? Obviously, probably not to become the number one seed in the NFC, but to win the division and get home field advantage in that divisional or wild card game? Is that possible?
No, it's almost impossible. Detroit would have to lose all of its games. The Packers would have to win all of their games. And then Minnesota would have to lose a couple games, and I'm not even sure what the tiebreakers are if all three of them finish with the same record. So it really, you know, and Matt LaFleur sort of acknowledged this after the Seattle game, that they're going to have to be road warriors. You know, if they're going to get to the Super Bowl like they did, they're going to have to do like they did in 2010, and they're going to have to win on the road all the way through. So there's no home games, home playoff games in their future. And, you know, that's why it kind of was a big game for them to win in Seattle. And then they really need to win in Minnesota in 2 weeks to sort of set the tone for maybe what they could do in the playoffs.
Yeah, I know that division is going to be kind of earmarked, you know, highlighted by the, I'm expecting, honestly, to be the final game of the year, the Sunday night football of week 18, where the Vikings travel to Detroit. I'm assuming y'all in Green Bay would be watching that to see where you guys fall in the mix, because it is stunning to me how incredibly, you know, competitive and just ass whooping that your division has been to everybody else. If anything, I'm kind of stunned that the Vikings are having such a year. Lions not so much, Packers not so much, but I agree. You guys are going to have to be road dogs, and I'll take you. I'll take you.
Yeah, you know, it's really a shame with Detroit, because they were the best team, and still may be the best team in the NFL, in my opinion. But those injuries are just absolutely devastating, and it's really a shame, because, you know, you want to see the best teams go up against each other and just fight it out. And Detroit, I don't know what is in the water this year, or you know, if Campbell worked them too hard in training camp or what, but it really is a shame that they keep losing guys like that.
Tom, thanks so much for the time. What kind of weather should we be expecting Monday night in Green Bay?
It probably won't be bad. I mean, it'll be 30s. We've had a couple of cold spells, but really brief. It's been pretty mild, so I don't think – I haven't looked that far ahead, but because it can change day after day. But I don't think it'll be bad.
Good. I was hoping we weren't getting any kind of, like, you know, snowstorm of the century for Monday night.
No, we're supposed to get it, like, they're predicting it tomorrow.
Okay.
and Friday. But I have not seen anything about Monday, and it could all be gone by then anyway. So we'll see. Bring a coat anyway.
For sure. Packers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Tom Silverstein, thank you so much for the time. Have a great one, man.
Anytime. You know that. Take care.
Appreciate the time from Tom. We got three more regular season games to go, folks. And the next one's Monday Night Football. Packers in Green Bay at legendary Lambeau Field. Game day will start 3 p.m. First Take with me and Charlie Long. That's followed by the 5 o'clock Bud Light Countdown, the kickoff with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert at the Rouse's Market on Vets in Metairie. And be sure to sync up Deuce and Haas at 7:15 for kickoff. And after the game, sound off on the Ciroc Point After with the Cajun Cannon. Saints Packers, 10 hours of wall-to-wall coverage coming up Monday starting 3 p.m. on WWL and the free Odyssey app. We're taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be right back with more right after this, so stay tuned on WWL. Want to tell everybody, if you live, work, or play on the West Bank, you can meet up with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Mike Dettillier Sunday, a special edition of Sports Talk. They're going to be at the Rouse's Market on Belt Chase Highway, talking Saints football, top NFL matchups, and you can shop for everything you need to entertain for the holidays. Celebrate this season with the two Cajuns, Saints legend Bobby Hebert and Mike D at Rouse's Market in Gretna at 2851 Bell Chase Highway. That's Sunday from 1 till 4 o'clock right here on WWL and the Odyssey app. The big news today, I think, around the NFL, obviously everyone talking about Michael Penix Jr. taking over for Kirk Cousins as quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I've seen mixed reviews from folks thinking that the Falcons were geniuses in making the selection of Penix to have him waiting in the wings, and also, you know, condemning them for paying all that money for Kirk Cousins now to be a overpriced backup.
No, it's a double-edged sword. It really is. It's very much so. Mike and I opened the 5 o'clock hour talking about it, and we got deep into it about, like, what's going to happen. He thinks Cousins is going to get cut because of the no-trade clause, and he will end up on another team somewhere.
Sure, I can pick where I want to go.
But that's the thing, and one of the things I read last night on Twitter was literally, it was so poetic. I cannot remember who. I'd give you credit because it was unbelievable.
A local person or no?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because this is a big story, and the biggest story, the biggest point of it is that at the end of the day, win or lose, the Falcons are going to look like idiots. It gets nullified a little bit if Penix comes out and starts winning and is their franchise guy.
Oh, yeah. If he guides them to the playoffs, then all bets are out there. You look like a winner.
It alleviates some of the issues. But then you still have the 80 to 90 million hole burnt in your pocket for, I kid you not, what could be 10 games. You paid a guy 80 to 90 million for 10 starts.
It was a rocky start for Kirk Cousins this season, and he looked like he was hitting his stride, and then just completely dropped off now. I don't know if it's a lack of confidence or what's going on with him.
They were talking about it last night on the broadcast for Monday Night Football, and I think the quote I heard was, there's not a lot of faith in what he doesn't trust what he's seen on the field right now.
So, yeah, then it's QB confidence.
QB confidence. It's got nothing to do with his – I mean, I watched it. There were not a lot of deep throws downfield. He didn't push the ball at all. I mean, his record, his TD to interception ratio in the first 9 games of the season, 7 interceptions, 17 touchdowns. In the last 5 games, 1 touchdown, 9 picks.
What's crazy is things really, I feel like, went downhill as well when former Tulane stud Darnell Mooney went out. He hasn't had him to be thrown to, and he was getting a lot of touchdowns early on.
But, I mean, he's back, and there's just like, they're not throwing the ball downfield. There's not a lot of faith. You could see they ran the crap out of Bijan Robinson last night. And again, like I said, if things come out all, you know, sunshine and roses for them, and Penix leads them to the playoffs and is their future guy for the next few years, great. But you're going to look like an idiot, not because of the decision to do Kirk and then Penix, but the fact that you gave Kirk so much money in the first place. If you were going to go with Penix inevitably, which you were expecting to, just not this early, you could have just stuck with Ritter. You would have saved yourself a ton of money. You could have just, you know, it's all a money game, and this will look, even if they win, which they probably will, they'll still look like fools.
Well, if the Atlanta Falcons end up getting into the playoffs with Michael Penix leading the way, I'm sure they'll take the hits of, you know, eating some money with Kirk Cousins then.
If you get into the playoffs, in the NFC South, especially without the Bucks have been running things, it's like the way we always talk about the Super Bowl. You win a Super Bowl, everything else is forgiven. If you make the playoffs, doesn't matter.
Right.
It might, but down here, maybe not.
We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk. Want to hear from you on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. It's 504-260-1870. We'll be right back after this on WWL. We are wrapping up the 6 o'clock hour here of Sports Talk. We shall return, though, in the 7 o'clock hour, talking more Saints. Sideline reporter Jeff Nowak will be joining us to break down maybe the return of Spencer Rattler at quarterback and all things black and gold. Plus, we'll get into more Pelicans audio as they get ready to take on the Houston Rockets tomorrow. Be back right after the news break here on WWL.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.